This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Here is the Radio Labour news briefing for the week June 5th to June 10th. The two-month strike of 90,000 public employees in Botswana has been suspended. In Chile, 10,000 mine workers employed by subcontractors are on strike, demanding to negotiate directly with the mine administration. The International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, reported that last year 60 unionists were murdered because of their union activities. A seven-day strike by 2,000 Maruti Suzuki auto workers in the northern Indian state of Haryana was ordered to end by the government. The workers have been asking for the right to form a union. And unions are preparing to commemorate Sunday, June 12th, as the World Day Against Child Labor. According to the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, there are about 222 million child laborers in the world. And that was Labor's Work Week, June 5th to 10th. This is Radio Labor. Unions representing 90,000 public employees in Botswana today, Friday, June 10th, suspended their eight-week strike. The employees are expected to return to work on Monday. There has been no settlement in the dispute. A spokesperson for the Botswana Federation of Public Sector Workers said the unions had agreed to suspend strike action in order to plan new strategies. The declaration came after clashes between police and striking workers across the country. 2 weeks ago, the workers accepted a government offer of a 3% pay increase. They had started the strike demanding a 16% increase. The union's acceptance of the government's much lower offer was conditional on the reinstatement of 1,500 workers who had been fired. The government refused to rehire the workers. In Indonesia, an historic agreement has been signed to protect the rights of textile, clothing, and footwear workers. Factories producing goods for companies such as Adidas, Nike, and Puma have agreed to respect the freedom of association rights of their employees. This means the right to have a union and bargain collectively. The agreement is a major victory for unions in Indonesia. A recent report showed that all of the companies in the country surveyed had taken anti-union measures. The agreement came after international pressure was put on the major brands and their supplying companies. Part of this pressure was generated by the Play Fair campaign, which lobbies companies to take concrete steps to protect workers who are producing goods to be sold at world games such as the Olympics. At the signing of the agreement in Indonesia were organizations such as Oxfam Australia, the Clean Clothes Campaign, and the International Textile Garment and Leather Workers Federation. In Geneva yesterday, June 9th, about 200 unionists picketed the conference of the International Labour Organization, the ILO. The ILO is the specialized agency of the United Nations, which is concerned with matters of work. Its annual conference, which is now being held in Geneva, is attended by trade union leaders, representatives of employer groups, and government officials. The demonstration was organized by four French trade unions and attended by unionists from around the world. The demonstrators were demanding that the delegates at the conference purporting to represent Iranian workers be ejected from the conference. I talked to one of the demonstrators, Satak Rahmani. Mr. Rahmani is with the organization called the International Alliance in Support of Workers in Iran. I asked him first about the purpose of the demonstration.
The purpose of the demonstration was to condemn Iranian government jailing workers, activists in Iran. And the delegates in ILO are not the right delegates. They are all belong to government. And they are the people who are oppressing the workers, and they are the people who are anti-worker people in the ILO. And we demanded that Iranian government should be sacked from ILO, and the real trade union activists should be representing Iranian workers in ILO. Iranian workers activists send their message to ILO representative and demanding to condemn Iranian government, imprison all the workers, most of the workers activists in Iran, and they demand Iranian government should follow the constitution. That means trade union, independent trade union. Iran should be free. Workers should have the right to have the strike. Workers should have right to protest, and workers should have their voice in ILO.
Last week, the Iranian government released the president of the Tehran Bus Union, Mansour Osanlu. He had been in jail for 4 years. Can you tell us what you've heard about his release?
The recent day released Mansour Osanlu just around this time. It's a diplomatic approach to calm down the situation, to show to ILO representative that we released Mansour Osanlu and there is no workers activists in prison. As we know, many other workers activists still are in prison. And even they released Mansour Osanlu on a big bail for just short period of time. We just heard from friends and family in Iran that Mansour Osanlu originally was released for 4 days, but they extended to another 2 more weeks. I think the reason they extended is to calm down the situation until the ILO conference is finishing.
In the United States, hotel workers staged demonstrations to publicize their dangerous work conditions. Irma Arkus reports.
8 cities across U.S. have been united as hotel housekeepers flooded the streets in a rally and spoke to the media about abuses experienced at work on practically daily basis. Mostly composed of women, immigrants, and visible minorities, these housekeepers face unsafe conditions and suffer numerous indignities on daily basis. While sexual assault is less common, the safety rates are dismal for the industry. With the economic crisis, many hotels have increased the pressure on their staff, asking for impossible, resulting in an increase in injuries. The service workers in hotel industry in particular currently suffer 25% more injuries than their colleagues working in the very same industry. That, along with common experience of indecent exposure, binds the women who show their support for their assaulted colleague. This is Irma Arkus reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here with his regular report about the headlines on Labor Start, the labor movement's news and campaigning service, is Derek Blackadder.
Here's a short summary of just some of the hundreds of stories currently appearing on Labor Start. Our major stories this week are ongoing, many of them having started months ago. These include strikes by newly independent unions in Egypt, the ongoing retaliation by the monarchy of Bahrain against workers who participated in pro-democracy protests last month, the civil service strike in Botswana, and the rotating strikes by almost 50,000 post office workers in Canada. From the USA, we carried a number of stories about the protest by women hotel cleaners in support of the hotel maid in New York who has charged former IMF President Strauss-Kahn with sexual assault, and to publicize their struggle for a workplace free of threats against their safety. Labor Start also had dozens of stories about the various ways in which oil workers in Kazakhstan are pressuring their employer during wage negotiations, and about the police repression that has followed. Stories to watch next week include the international reaction to the ITUC report on workers' rights violations around the world, coming strikes by Greek unions in opposition to government austerity measures, and the ongoing occupation of an oil refinery in Argentina by strikers. We have 1 new and 4 ongoing solidarity campaigns this week. The new campaign is in support of the 100,000 public service workers on strike in Botswana. That strike is now in its 3rd month. A major outstanding issue is the future of hundreds of workers that the government has dismissed for participating in the strike. Like all Labor Start campaigns, this one has been requested by a union or a global union federation. In this case, it is the Public Services International, the global union representing public sector unions, that is requesting your solidarity. To participate in any of our campaigns, including this one, takes only a few seconds of your time, but the results will be felt around the world. Just look for the Act Now box the next time you visit Labor Start. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.